Greetings, travelers. This is Faluch Bigsby, FaluchBigsby, the author of God Uses Gangsters. Well, I have gotten some feedback from, I guess, some loyal listeners, and I wanted to address a few topics. First, I want to make it very clear. I no longer am a member of any gang, organization, or the mob. At one time, yes, I was a member of a street organization that the FBI or some classes of law enforcement would consider the mob. I am no longer a member of that, and I walked away and retired with no problems with the mafia or any other gangs or organizations. I've retired, and I am a part of the royal priesthood. When I refer to this as the royal nation, I'm referring to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Jesus Christ said that those that follow him, he is the chief priest to the royal priesthood. So, I just wanted to clarify that. I do not promote any type of activity for any street illegals or anything else. Now, I am anti-government. Not that I don't like the government, but I believe that the government is a big part of our problem, and we, the people, should come together as human beings and love each other. I wanted to say something, too, about religion, because I do speak on religion, and somebody asked me about that. I am a Christian, but you do not have to be a Christian to listen to me or to partake in my views and the things I believe. But for Muslims, Jews, and Christians alike, I want to just point something out. All religions of Islam, Christianity, and the Jews believe that Abraham is the father and the original prophet. We can all agree on that. He belongs to all three books. Anybody that has a Bible, you can go to Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 54, and it explains that Christ came to cause turmoil. He said, "I have not come to set the world on fire. I have come to turn brothers against sisters, sisters against brothers." And he was referring to all of us that follow the God of Abraham. Now, with that, I'm going to leave the religious talks alone and get more back to the political. I think we, the people, should come together and love each other. And the message of Christ that I always want to push is that Christ loves us all, and we should all see him as a guiding light. With that, this is your daily notice from the Royal Nation. I love you. God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.